Pregnant liberal women post videos downing Tylenol to own Trump. This is an attack on women. By Hannah Knudsen on September 23, 2025. Some pregnant liberal women are posting videos of themselves downing acetaminophen, commonly known as Tylenol, following the Make America Healthy Again MAHA announcement on Monday, in which President Donald Trump recommended pregnant women limit intake of the drug due to possible associations with an increased risk of autism. Trump made the recommendation on Monday alongside Health and Human Services, HHS, Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz. Trump's administration has made it clear from the beginning that they are determined to identify the possible causes in the stunning rise of autism in children in recent years, deeming it among the most alarming public health developments in history. Data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, shows that 1 in 31 children in the United States have autism. I think I can say that there are certain groups of people that don't take vaccines and don't take any pills that have no autism. Does that tell you something? Is that a correct statement, by the way? Trump said, as Kennedy said, there are some studies that suggest that. Yeah, with the Amish, for example, Kennedy said. Trump then announced that the FDA will be notifying physicians that the use of acetaminophen, which is basically commonly known as Tylenol, during pregnancy can be associated with a very increased risk of autism, Trump said. Some liberal women have used this announcement as a way to own Trump, making videos of themselves downing Tylenol. In one video, a woman shows off her pill with the caption, "Here's, sick, me, a pregnant woman, taking Tylenol because I believe in science and not someone who has no medical background," she wrote, making no mention that Trump did not randomly make this announcement based on his own opinion. Similar videos are surfacing as well, with leftist soon-to-be moms apparently not concerned about a potential link between the medication and the risk of autism for their child. Other liberal women are actually calling the announcement an attack on women. During the announcement, Trump added, "So, taking Tylenol is not good, I'll say it, it's not good. For this reason, they are strongly recommending that women limit Tylenol use during pregnancy, unless medically necessary." The president used an extremely high fever that a pregnant woman cannot sweat out as an example of using the medication if one absolutely has to. But, if you can't tough it out, if you can't do it, that's what you're going to have to do. You'll take a Tylenol, but it'll be very sparingly. It can be something that's very dangerous to the woman's health, he said. The announcement made waves, as acetaminophen is one of the main over-the-counter drugs that obstetricians have been recommending for pregnant women over the years to ease various aches and pains. Notably, Trump recommended that all pregnant women speak with their doctors for more information about limiting the use of this medication while pregnant. In May, Kennedy said studies to determine the root cause of autism are expected to be completed around March. "As I said, we're going to begin to have a lot of information by September," he said. "We're not going to stop the studies in September. We're going to be definitive. And the more definitive you are, the more it drives public policy."